poll, Donald Trump trounces Joe Biden in 7 swing states heading into election year. By Nick Gilbertson on December 14, 2023. Former President Donald Trump has the edge over President Joe Biden in 7 crucial swing states and hypothetical matchups with the 2024 general election less than a year away, according to a Bloomberg News/Morning Consult poll. The poll, released on Thursday, shows Trump leading Biden in head-to-head races and in deeper fields in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. However, some of the advantages are within the margin of error. Trump won 6 of these 7 states in 2016, propelling him to the White House over Democrat Hillary Clinton. But in 2020, Biden carried 6 of these states in his victory over Trump. These states will decide the 2024 election, and Trump's early strength in them is cause for concern for Democrats and Biden, whose approval rating registers at historic lows in other recent polling. Biden is making no gains among groups he is going to need to pull off a victory next year, Morning Consult politics analyst Eli Yockley told Bloomberg. In looking at individual states in the Bloomberg News Morning Consult poll, Trump has a 46% to 42% lead over Biden among 796 registered voters in a hypothetical 2-man race in Arizona. 5% will not vote in the election, and 7% are unsure who they will back in a hypothetical head-to-head race. The 4-point lead exceeds the plus or minus 3% margin of error, MOE. When the field widens to include independent candidates Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Cornel West and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Trump's lead over Biden drops by 1 point. The 45th president leads the pack with 40%, followed by Biden at 37% and Kennedy at 10%. From there, West and Stein each tie at 1%. Trump won Arizona over Clinton in 2016, and it narrowly broke for Biden in 2020. In Georgia, nearly half of all 801 respondents, 49%, back Trump in a head-to-head race with Biden, who draws 43% of support. The 6-point lead eclipses the plus or minus 3% MO, while 4% will abstain from voting, and 5% are undecided. Unlike Arizona, Trump's lead grows with Kennedy, West, and Stein in the mix. In that scenario, he is the frontrunner with 44% of support, giving him a 7-point advantage over Biden at 37%. Kennedy garners 6% of support, West takes 2%, and Stein rounds out the field with 1%. Georgia went red for Trump in 2016, but Biden took the state by 48.47% to 48.24% in the last presidential election. Biden also lags behind Trump in Michigan, which he won in 2020 but Trump carried in 2016. Trump holds the support of 46% of the 703 registered voters surveyed, placing him 4 points ahead of Biden at 42% in a head-to-head matchup. This falls within the plus or minus 4-point MO. 6% will refuse to vote, and 6% are undecided. The margin between Trump and Biden is unchanged in the more crowded field. The 45th president has 39% of backing to Biden's 35%. Kennedy garners 10%, while West and Stein receive 2% and 1% of the response. A Bloomberg News Morning Consult poll from November showed Biden trailing Trump in every one of these swing states, Spear, Michigan, where they tied in a head-to-head race, and Biden narrowly led in a deeper field. Stein was not included in that poll, as it was conducted before her launch. In Nevada, which went blue in 2016 and 2020, Trump enjoys a 3-point edge that falls within the plus or minus 5% MO in a 2-man race with Biden. The 45th president scores 47% of the 451 respondents, while 44% support Biden. Another 5% will sit out the election, and 4% are undecided. The larger field benefits Trump in the Silver State as his advantage over Biden expands to 5 points. Trump draws 42%, Biden takes 37%, and Kennedy garners 11% in this scenario. 2% of respondents back West, and 1% support Stein. Trump's best showing in this comprehensive survey came in North Carolina, a state he won the last 2 election cycles. He leads Biden by a margin of 49% to 40%, as 6% will not cast a ballot, and 5% are unsure who they will support. This is well outside the plus or minus 4% MO in the Tar Heel state. The 45th president's advantage climbs to double digits when the field expands, as 45% of the 704 registered voters break for Trump, and 34% get behind Biden. Kennedy garners 8%, while West and Stein land 1% each. Pennsylvania, which Trump carried in 2016 and Biden won in 2020, shows the closest contests among the seven states. Biden takes 44% in a head-to-head race with Trump, whom 46% of the 799 respondents support. 10% will either not vote in the election or are undecided. The two-point lead falls within the plus or minus 3% MO. The margin between Biden and Trump narrows to 1 point in a five-way race in the Keystone State, though Trump still leads with 39%. After Biden at 38%, Kennedy sits in third place with 9%, while 1% back Stein and 1% back West. Finally, 45% of the 681 respondents in Wisconsin support Trump, and 41% support Biden. 8% will not vote if these are their options, and 6% do not have opinions either way. The 4-point lead for Trump falls within the 4-point MO. In contrast to Pennsylvania, Kennedy, Stein, and West help Trump in Wisconsin, according to this poll. With them in the race, Trump's lead over Biden grows to 6 points, at 40% to 34%. Kennedy carries 10% of the response, while West takes 1% and 3% back Stein. Wisconsin is another state that went red in 2016 and blue in 2020. All samples were collected from November 27 to December 6, 2023.